Up next, we'll be chatting with Sean Jamie, Chief Operating Officer at the Community Active Protection, that's CAP Security. Let us have your comments on the studio WhatsApp number 061-895-1019. A very important discussion, what's happening around Johannesburg. Let's get around the country, our security updates. Jamie, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening to you and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here and doing what you guys do. On the way into the station, the only people on the road that I saw were your vehicles. So that was great to see. What is happening around our city and around our country?
The teams have had a busy day. There have been flare-ups, but the protests have largely been peaceful. We had one incident corner Cavendish and Louis Berta, so approaching Hillbrow, where our teams had to monitor a few hundred people that were burning tires. SAPS were summoned and assisted in dispersing the crowd. As the evening wears on, we're seeing volume of protesters has decreased. But as protesters are having a drink or two, we expect things to become somewhat more violent. And we'll continue to work through the evening. And please, God, keep everybody and our team safe.
If people are looking at heading home, perhaps into Hillbrow, Berea, if it's quieter at the moment, would now be a better time to try and make that move? And everyone heading back into the suburbs from work, is it a good time to get going now, basically, or perhaps wait a little bit later?
I think there are flashpoints that should be avoided. London Road, you mentioned Hillbrow and Berea. I think those areas should be avoided. Most major routes in and around our suburbs have been safe the whole day and will continue to be through the night. Of course, if you see anything, give us a shout, 0861-227-227, and let us know. But I wouldn't advise using high-risk thoroughfares like the ones I mentioned, but by all means, travel safely. Just be vigilant about what's around you.
Given what we saw a few years ago in Natal and in Johannesburg, has your sense been that there has been more control? People may be a little bit more reserved. I don't want to use the word better behaved, but, you know, that there's been less violence, less looting and so on.
The KZN riots, I think, were a real wake-up call for all of us and law enforcement especially. There's been a significant amount of planning, a significant amount of thought that has gone into the response today. I could tell you that the CAP team has been working on this for about 6 weeks. We have amazing people working for us that have been analyzing data and formulating not only our response, but how we should work with other stakeholders like SAPS or Metro and other security companies. It's a question of all pulling together. And I do believe that that's been a major part of thus far having a relatively peaceful day. And please God, as I said, it continues into the evening and tomorrow.
How are your team holding up? How are they doing?
They're all safe at the moment, thank God. Mm-hmm. They are gearing up for this evening in the words of our CEO, tonight will be intense. Mm-hmm. So they're ready for it, and I'm just so grateful to be able to work with these amazing human beings.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. You always tend to smile when you see a CAP vehicle driving around because you do feel a little bit safer, a little bit more looked after. Sean, just before we wrap up the chat, what advice would you have for our listeners, perhaps for today and when situations like this arise again? What should we be doing? Should we be staying at home? Should we be isolating or going out there being careful? What is the best conduct that we could have?
A large portion of the reason that CAP exists is that so we can live our lives. And while I wouldn't want to encourage anyone to take unnecessary risks, I think what we have seen is that we can contain this type of action, and we'd very much like to see people returning to their normal lives. And once again, being vigilant, being careful, activating a response when required, letting us know. But by all means, let's return to our normal lives, and let's make sure that that we do our bit towards building our society.
I hope you and your team know how much the society, our community, appreciate you and value the peace of mind that you've brought to us, and the sense that we're able to use our outdoor spaces more and enjoy them, and it's really enhanced the quality of life of everyone in our community and in our areas.
Thank you so much. That really means a lot. And thank you to all of you for giving us this opportunity to make a difference. We all love what we do, and we love making a difference.
Oh, thank you. That was Sean Jamie, Chief Operating Officer at the Community Active Protection, that's CAP Security, giving us an update on what's happening. So just to recap that, things have been a little bit more quiet, and perhaps because of the control and the presence, or most definitely because of the control and the presence of CAP and the other security forces, or security companies rather, and the police and Metro. But they are expecting a potential in an uptake in difficult areas such as Hillbrow and Berea, Alex, London Road. So these are areas that should be avoided. If you do have people that you are working with or caring about, please have a conversation with them and see where you can help them stay a little bit safer during this difficult time.